Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Dr. Sam Osmajic, who is a leading pyramid researcher. He is a foreign member of the Russian Academy of Natural Sciences, professor at the American University in Bosnia, and discoverer of the ancient Bosnia Pyramid Complex. He's also the author of several books, Ancient History from Beyond the Veil, Energy Points of the Planet, The Mayan Cosmic Mission, The New Archaeology, Megaliths and the Energy of the Planet, Pyramids Around the World and the Lost Pyramids of Bosnia, The Mystery of the Anasazi Civilization and Unexpected Archaeological Sites of Israel and Palestine. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sam.
Well, I'm very happy to be here.
So where are you calling in from today?
Right now, Dr. Susan, I'm in Bosnia, in the capital city of Sarajevo. This is where we have our headquarters for the Bosnian Pyramid Project, which has become the most active archaeological site in the world.
Wow, I didn't know that. Ken Roha referred me to you, so I believed he went over to Bosnia earlier this year. Is that right? Or last year?
Yeah, he was in Bosnia in summer of 2017. He was part of our conference and tour. And thanks to his knowledge of the Tesla scalar waves, he was able to understand how the Bosnian pyramid energy complex functions. You know, for generations, they've been teaching us wrong about the pyramids and their purpose. For Egyptian pyramids, they were saying that they were built as tombs for pharaohs. And also, they were saying that pyramids are built only in Egypt and Mexico. And that's wrong. Pyramids are built all over the planet. And they were not tombs for the kings or the rulers. They were much more complex construction. The oldest pyramids are the biggest and the most superior. And there are scientific criteria how they were built. And the purpose was to be an energy machine that could affect the communication, protection of what is most important to us, our health, improvement of the molecular structure of the water, food, our auric field, chakras, and so on. And this is exactly what we have been investigating here in Bosnia. You see, for decades I've been researching pyramids. Even my PhD is about the Mayan pyramids in the Central America. I've visited and researched pyramids in Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Belize, and Mexico. And then I've expanded my research to pyramids in Bolivia, Peru, 300 of them, in China, central province of Shanxi, 250 of them. Pyramids in Indonesia, like Western Java, Gunung Padang, 29,000 years old pyramid. Pyramids in Cambodia, like Koh Ker, island of Mauritius in the middle of the Indian Ocean. Of course, Egyptian pyramids, 155 of them. Pyramids in northern Sudan, 224 Nubian pyramids, but also European soil, three pyramids in Palencia, Spain, pyramids in Italy, like 43 of them in Sicily, or pyramid complex in northern Italy called Monte Vecchia pyramids, 17 pyramids in Greece. Shortly, the world of the past was the world of the pyramids. And the key component in every old civilization was exactly a pyramid. So in the last 12 years, here in Bosnia, since my discovery of five Bosnian pyramids, which I named the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, Moon, Dragon, Earth, and Love, we have applied interdisciplinary scientific approach, proving that not only that these are the most complex constructions, the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun is much bigger than the Great Pyramid of Egypt. It has much better orientation to the north, more precise. It has better quality concrete than what we can make today. It has the most extensive underground tunnel network. But besides all those construction marvel, we have proven, thanks to the work of the physicists, electrical engineers, sound engineers, that the pyramids create very specific frequencies and energy fields. For example, on the very top of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, in the radius of 13 feet, we have detected and measured an electrical field of 28 kilohertz, which goes up to the universe. And this electrical field is getting wider and narrower. Wide, narrow, wide, narrow. It seems that we have torsion fields or scalar waves or Tesla's waves. So we have very interesting phenomenon. Tesla's scalar waves are much quicker than the speed of light. And as such, they are ideal medium to transfer the energy or the information in the universe. The second energy field that we are measuring are the ultrasound frequency of 28 kilohertz, which is known as the levitation frequency. People feel light in the presence of this frequency. The number three energy phenomenon is extremely low frequency of 7.83, which is known as the Schumann resonance. As we know, this is the natural energy field. And until 1990, this was the only field of our planet. But after that, due to so much bad electromagnetic fields produced by TVs, computers, laptops, cell phones, microwaves, our electrical grid, and so on, so much bad EM is going to the ionosphere, putting a lot of pressure to our planet, and our planet started resonating higher, 8 hertz, 10 hertz, 12 to 15 hertz nowadays, according to the measurements of the Russian and the Finnish physicists. What does that mean? It means that we do not live in our natural energy field, so we are not in the balance anymore. And guess what? The Bosnian pyramids and the prehistorical Bosnian pyramid tunnels still have 7.83 hertz. People go to our tunnels, they feel at peace, they feel in balance, they feel like they are at home. The next thing that we measure is a so-called orgone energy, orgone or life or chi energy. There is an instrument to measure a percentage of orgone energy. For example, our contaminated cities have 20 to 30% of orgone energy, the villages 60-65%, Bosnian pyramids and the tunnels below the pyramids 100%. So we can see that measurement after measurement are telling us that somebody has built a perfect construction that produces very specific frequencies which are very beneficial to people, objects, animals, plants, agriculture, to our planet. In the last few years, we have filmed a great number of testimonials of people who were going into the Bosnian Pyramid tunnels and they could feel the change in their health. For example, people come with asthma. They go to the tunnels, and they are not like Egyptian tunnels, that they are narrow, lack of oxygen. On the contrary, oxygen is always 21%, the ideal ratio. Deeper you go, you breathe better and better. People come back from the tunnels, they don't need air pump no more. People come with a high blood pressure. They go to the tunnels, they come back after being exposed to the pyramid energy, the blood pressure is getting normalized. People come with a high glucose in the blood, for example, 10.5, which is between risky group and the diabetes. We know that the normal level, let's say 3.5 to 6.1, risky 6.1 to 10, above 10 diabetes. So they get with 10.5 in the tunnels, they come back 5.7, normal level. We have had people with much serious diseases. I don't even want to mention what diseases, but we have those testimonials and they got better, or even diseases that were not curable after they came back, they got excellent results. It is all on our website, bosnianpyramid.org, the healing features of the Bosnian Pyramid Tunnel. So we realized, hey, first we have scalar waves, the quickest waves in the universe, ideal for the communication. Is it possible that the first potential purpose of pyramids was really to have communication on the vast distances in the universe. It is very possible. Secondly, the second potential purpose of pyramids to protect what is the most precious to us. It is our health. Number three, we are finding water in some of those water canals, some of those tunnels under the Bosnian pyramids. We have done first conventional analysis, microbiological, chemical, no viruses, no bacteria. pH is perfect, 7.4. We've done more analysis in the labs, even sent samples to the late Dr. Masaru Emoto in Japan. All the results were telling us that this was a healing water that vibrates very high, energetically alive water, a happy water, because it's been exposed only to the good energies of the pyramids. The next thing, so after we realized that, you know, the pyramid energy can be used to improve the molecular structure of the most important liquid in our life, the water. The next thing, you put the seeds to the pyramids, get it outside, plant it, it grows three times quicker, richer, healthier. The next thing, thanks to the Russian technology from Professor Konstantin Korotkov, we've been having this so-called aura machine where we can measure bioenergy field of humans before entering the tunnels, after coming back. We measure the chakras before and after. We measure the stress level before and after. We measure the energy in the cells before and after. Only in 2017, we have done over 1,200 measurements. 98% of the people who visited the Bosnian pyramid tunnels had much better results once they came back from the tunnels. The next thing, the agriculture. The next thing, if there are problems in your area, for example, earthquakes, instead of one big earthquake, thanks to the pyramid energy, you're going to get a series of the smaller ones, so they diminish the catastrophes. So I would say that it's almost forgotten the knowledge about the pyramid energy. Now, in 21st century, it is resurfaces again, and thanks to our project, we can see that a lot of benefits we can get from the pyramids. And guess what? This energy is clean and free. The genius of the ancient builders was in the fact that they knew that the shape of the pyramid is the most powerful geometrical shape when it comes to the energy. The shape of the pyramid simply amplifies the existing energy sources. Below the Bosnian pyramid of the sun, we have iron plate or iron ore. Iron generates electromagnetic field. What the pyramid does, it amplifies this field. Second form of the energy, 70 feet below the pyramid, we have underground water stream. Water moves, releases negative ions. The pyramid amplifies the concentration of negative ions. The third energy form, 170 feet below the pyramid, we have second underground water stream. Between two water streams, electricity is generated. Number four, ultrasound. How do we get ultrasound? When you have electromagnetic field and a lot of quartz crystal, thanks to our archaeological digging, we've discovered quartz crystal on the pyramid, on the sides, in the tunnels below. Electromagnetism hits quartz crystal, you're getting piezoelectrical effect, excuse me. Through piezoelectrical effect, we have ultrasound. So many different energy, phenomena, thanks to the pyramid.
So how old are the pyramids?
Well, first we've measured the age of the soul. Excuse me. We measure the age of the soil through the Institute of Pedology. The age of the soil is between 12 and 15,000 years, meaning the structure below is much older. And then we discovered the organic material on the top of the concrete blocks that covered the pyramid. It was on the top, meaning it is still minimum age. We've done radiocarbon dating on the organic material. The age was 24,800 years, plus minus 200 years. Mm-hmm. It was still the minimum age. And then we discovered fossilized leaves between the layers of concrete.
Right.
Those leaves got there during the construction phase.
Right.
So the builders were laying out the first layer of concrete, the second, the third. The wind was blowing, bringing those leaves, and then they placed the final layer of concrete. Now those leaves will give us exact age of construction. We've done, again, radiocarbon dating in Kiev, Ukraine. We got the results, 29,200 years, plus minus 400 years. So we go back for 30,000 years, and this is radiocarbon dating. The calibrated date is about 15% more, which means that in reality, we go back for 34,000 years, which means
so who was on the planet 34,000 years ago?
Well,
civilizations?
No. Of course, what they teach us in schools is that everything started with the ancient Sumerians 6,000-7,000 years ago. And then Babylon, Akkad, Assyria, ancient Egypt, ancient India. But this is just the last cycle of humanity.
Right.
Before this one, we had another one, which ended 12,000 years ago with the great catastrophe known as the end of the last ice age, followed by the big flood. Before this catastrophe, there was another one 18,000 years ago, another one 30,000 years ago, another one 55, and then 75,000 years back. They're telling us that the history of humanity is the evolution, but instead, it was cycle after cycle after cycle. Every time big catastrophe hit our planet, more than 99% of humans were simply wiped off from the face of the planet. For example, 12,000 years back, after the end of the last ice age, huge quantities of water went to the world seas and oceans. Pacific Ocean went up for 250 feet, Atlantic 400 feet, and tsunamis were reaching 6,000 to 8,000 feet. Now imagine the one that hit Indonesia in December 2004, killing 220,000 people, was only 90 feet, and now thousands of feet. All the traces of civilizations were wiped off. And now to answer your question, what civilization? Well, we don't have much from them, but we still do have some physical traces. For example, Machu Picchu in eastern Peru. Everybody is saying that it was royal retreat for Incas 800 years back. You go there, you can clearly see traces of four distinctive civilizations. And the first one, the oldest one, was the most superior, using blocks from Bolivia, 100 miles away, that were reaching 250 tons. What was the civilization? Some people call it Og, O-G. Then, the oldest Mexican pyramids, the one in the Teotihuacan, even though they call them Teotihuacan, built by Teotihuacanos 2,200 years ago, well, wrong. The first pyramid at the place of today's Pyramid of the Sun in Teotihuacan was built over 12,000 years back, over four underground chambers that were made at the place of existing natural caves. And then they made a system of tunnels, and then they built the whole city. In Western Java, like I mentioned, Indonesia, our friend, Dr. Danny Hillman, discovered the pyramid, which he dated at 29,000 years ago. But then 29,000 is radiocarbon dating, exactly the same case like Bosnian pyramids. So obviously we did have very advanced civilizations tens of thousands of years back. And finally, very interesting artifact from ancient Egypt. It is called the Turin King List and can be seen in Turin or Torino, northern Italy, in an Egyptian museum there. Now, in this papyri, we have listed all Egyptian rulers, and they give us three phases. The last phase, which started 5,000 years ago, is the phase of the sons of gods, or as you call them, the pharaohs or Egyptian kings, starting with King Menem and the first dynasty. The phase before that was the phase of the demigods or semi-gods, and they would rule Egypt for hundreds of years. And the first phase is the phase of gods, with the small g, gods who came to Egyptian soil 36,200 years ago. They descended from the sky to the earth, mm-hmm. and they would rule Egypt for thousands of years. So now we can really see that there are some evidence that our planet was inhabited by very advanced civilization who knew the power of the pyramid and the pyramid energy that was created by those structures.
Yeah, I had interviewed the author of Forbidden Archaeology, and in that is a carbon dating or a dating of somehow of an artifact that is over a million years old that was probably left here from an extraterrestrial ship. There's really no other explanation.
Are you talking about the Michael Cremo?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, Michael Cremo is the scientist. Even though he's an independent scientist, he does apply scientific methodology, and I respect him for that. In the world of independent researchers, you have people who are not scientists, who promote certain stuff, and that's fine. But Michael Cremo is a true scientist. What he does, he's checking, so-called primary literature, which are the articles in the magazines published 100 years ago, 150 or even 200 years ago, about certain discoveries which simply should not be there. For example, right. In undisturbed geological layers, he would find some proofs of existence of Homo sapiens or of some objects that are obviously a result of a very advanced civilization. When it comes to humanity and Homo sapiens, as you probably know, the ruling theory was that Homo sapiens came like 200,000 years ago. Well, just last month, discovery in Israel about Homo sapiens, 150,000 years old, moved all of that. So most probably now we will be talking about 300,000 to 400,000 years ago, because if they left Africa 150,000 instead of 50,000, it means that everything is now much, much older. The problem with the Homo sapiens, of course, is that it cannot be proven that he is a result of the evolution, because there is that missing link known as biology. Missing link, obviously, Homo sapiens or us, we are a result of genetic engineering. So somebody had that knowledge how to improve the most advanced animals on the planet, Neanderthals, and they got us, Homo sapiens sapiens, what they did. They combined their genes, the cosmic genes, with the planetary genes, probably 50-50%, and they got intelligent, artistic beings, Homo sapiens. And we had a certain role at that time, hundreds of thousands of years back. So I would say it's still a lot of room to investigate about the age of the humans. But when it comes to the next arena, which you mentioned, extraterrestrials, Of course that our planet has been visited not once, not twice, not by one civilization, but by many civilizations. Even though we are somehow far away from the center of the universe, even from the center of our galaxy, our planet has been interesting to many civilizations. And they would come and they would leave their traces. When it comes to the world of pyramids, because I've been investigating them for the last 35 years, what I can say is that the oldest pyramids in China, Egypt, Mexico, Peru, Bosnia, are the most superior, which is not logical. According to our education system, they teach us first we were primitive 10, 15,000 years ago, and then with the technological advance now in 21st century, we are the most advanced, the most intelligent, and the most beautiful. Well, we are not. We can see that, for example, in China, out of 250 pyramids, 20 biggest pyramids at the same time, the oldest pyramids. I spoke to my Chinese counterparts. They told me they don't have permission to investigate the biggest one, which are built from granite and sandstone. But they can investigate the smaller ones, which belong to the era from Emperor Qin 2,300 years ago, all the way to 1,000 before present. And they were built from the inferior material, from the mud bricks. So we don't have evolution. On the contrary, the same thing in Egypt. The pyramids that they assigned to the pharaohs of the 3rd, 4th, and 5th dynasty, for example, Pharaoh Djoser, step pyramid in Saqqara. Then, of course, the Cheops or Khufu, the great pyramid of Egypt, the Khafren, Mykerinos, Sneferu, other rulers of the 4th dynasty, they are the biggest. And those that came later, 12th, 18th, 19th dynasty, mud bricks, again, inferior. So it seems that the knowledge about the pyramids were brought to this planet. And then when humans started to make replica, they simply did not have an engineering skills to repeat that.
And the other thing, too, is that you mentioned before that these pyramids are built on certain, you know, crystal beds and underground streams. So whoever built these original pyramids had to be able to determine where these spots were.
Their geophysical knowledge was far, far advanced. Namely, based on the frequency of the electromagnetic fields, we realize that we have to have a source of the energy 1.6 miles below the surface. The ancients knew.
So we couldn't have measured that as early Homo sapiens.
Exactly.
You know, I've interviewed Michael Tellinger. You know, I mean, we know that most likely the Homo erectus was combined with Anunnaki DNA to create Homo sapiens. So we probably started as a slave race rather than anything else. So whoever was bringing the, and I agree with you, I think there were many, many different extraterrestrial influences here, not just one. So, and the pyramid energies were all over the planet. You know, the pyramids were all over the planet. So it might have been knowledge that was widespread amongst people who were able to do space travel.
Exactly. Michael Tellinger, you know, is a good friend. He's been visiting us several times in Bosnia, also some other pyramid researchers, like Russian pyramid researchers, Valery Uvarov, Konstantin Korotkov, Dr. Alexander Golod, and many more. They realized that the pyramid energy can be measured, and we can see the benefits of this energy. And thanks to our project, which is not controlled by the government, by Ministry of Culture, by museums, by universities, by mainstream archaeologists, but by our non-profit, non-government foundation, which we registered for the archaeological digging. Thanks to that, we are the most open project in the world. Dr. Susan, every year we invite volunteers to come and join us in uncovering the largest pyramids, in clearing the most extensive network of tunnels, to do a lot of measurements, the medical measurements, lab analysis, radiocarbon dating. Unlike Egyptian, Chinese, Peruvian, or Mexican pyramids, Here, there are no secrets. There is no elite science. There are no selected information. People come, they can take samples, they can measure it, they can, you know, be a part of the huge discovery. And thanks to such approach, in the last 9 years only, we have had over 3,000 volunteers from 62 countries and 6 continents, from 8-year-old to 84-year-old. So they are part of a huge archaeological discovery. They help us to discover organic materials, artifacts, new areas with the ancient concrete blocks, new tunnels. And, you know, people like Michael Tellinger, like Valerie and the others, they come, they bring their knowledge, they help us to complete this huge picture. And especially in the field of the medical sciences, we realize that the ancients were so smart. They were creating such a perfectly protected area below the pyramid. Number one, you have pyramid energies, which I mentioned, the best electromagnetic field, the best ultrasound levitation frequency, the best natural Schumann resonance. The next thing, we have very high concentration of negative ions. As the medical science knows, negative ions are very good for our health. They connect with the dust in the air. Dust comes to the floor, so they clear the atmosphere. They raise the level of oxygen in our body. They kill the viruses and bacteria. So more negative ions, better for us. For example, in your office, in my home, at this moment, it's very small concentration because we have so many, you know, gadgets and all this, you know, technologies here. It's about 100 per cubic centimeter. You go outside to the downtowns of big cities, 400 negative ions per cubic centimeter. You go to the village, out at open, 800. By the rivers, 1,500. On the top of the mountains in the forest, 3,000 to 4,000. Very healthy. But you come to the Bosnian pyramid tunnels. We have concentrations on daily basis between 20,000 and 100,000, wow, and sometimes even higher. Imagine what these negative ions do to our body, cleaning it from viruses, bacteria, which are associated with every disease that we have. But this is not all. The element number 5, let's say, we walk on the surface of the planet, and we like the surface because we can see the blue sky and the sun. In the evenings, we can see the stars and the moon, very romantic, but a lot of cosmic radiations coming our way, and some of them are harmful. So our body cells fight those bad radiations. In the Bosnian pyramid tunnels, 120 feet below the ground level, no bad cosmic radiations. Right. The next thing, natural radioactivity. We know that it is coming from the underground. We move on the surface of the planet, some spots, it's coming to us, it's attacking us. So our poor body cells fight the radiations coming from above, fight all this, you know, radioactivity coming from below, fight, you know, underground water flows, they releases, again, negative energy to us, geopathogenic, you know, rays. So our body cells are busy 24 hours a day fighting the enemies. You get inside the Bosnian pyramid tunnels, no enemies. For the first time in their life, the body cells can start doing their job to fix the problems in our body, to start the regeneration process. And when you add to this another 2 facts, from the modern technology, we have mobile phones. The signal is going up to 5 gigahertz. In the tunnels, no service. And finally, Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi, 20 years ago, we had 2.4 gigahertz, then 3 gigahertz, then 4 gigahertz, or 4G, as they call it. Tomorrow, the whole planet will be covered 5G. In 5G. Yes, 5 gigahertz.
Well, that's, we have the depopulation as an agenda, so it makes sense. Yes.
Exactly. So 5 gigahertz is the frequency of the microwave. It's caused that proven that it causes the cancer. In the Bosnian pyramid tunnels, no Wi-Fi signal. Right. So once you are in there, the regeneration process starts, the self-healing process starts. And the self-healing is the quickest and the healthiest. No side effect. You know, last year we did a medical study. We had 20 people from the local town of Visoko in central Bosnia, where pyramids are located. And 20 people, we took them to the hospital. You know, we took samples of blood and urine. We measured about 30 parameters before coming to the tunnels area. Then they went to the tunnel for 1 hour. Then we brought them back to the hospital. Again, the blood samples, the urine samples. And we've noticed such an improvement that it is unbelievable. The improvement was immediate. Today, if you have a problem, for example, you have a cold, you go to the doctor, they give you antibiotics, and then they tell you come back in 3-4 days to see what's happening, because antibiotics will not start affecting our body before 2-3 days. Mm-hmm. And even if they do, for common cold, you don't need antibiotics. It's going to pass anyway. But with antibiotics, they reduce your immunity. And then you get another disease. You go to your doctor, then they prescribe you another set of pills. You go home, nothing is getting better. You are getting, you know, nervous. Your blood pressure going up. You go to your doctor, they give you pills for blood pressure. So all our lives, they keep us reliable on the pharma, on the chemical, you know, pills. So instead of solving the problem, they are simply giving us more and more, as they call it, side effects. But the pyramid energy and being, you know, in such protective area, we have opportunity once in a lifetime to do the self-healing process. So as we can see, our Bosnian Pyramid Project is bringing so much, you know, fresh news. A nice breeze in the world of the medicine, in the world of the physics, in the world of the cultural and historical anthropology, in the world of the energy. Now, 12 years ago, when we started the project, I was the one who was, you know, who discovered the pyramids, and you would not believe how many people attacked me. Archaeologists, geologists, historians, museum curators, anthropologists, from Bosnia, Croatia, France, United Kingdom, Germany, Egypt, United States. Everybody and his brother wanted to stop this project. Well, fortunately, we did survive. But look at now. Now we are proving that the pyramid is creating clean and free energy. The coal lobby, the oil and gas lobby will not like that. The next thing, scalar waves coming from the top of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, the communication between the planets. Well, of course, NASA and intelligent agencies will not like that. The next thing, self-healing. Pharmaceutical industry will not like
it. Takes money out of their pocket.
So as we can see, the more discoveries we make, actually we're going to be getting more powerful enemies. So the only way for us to stay there, to survive, is to have the most open project in the world. And thanks to thousands of volunteers, thanks to tens of thousands of visitors every year, the word goes out. Facebook, YouTube, websites, interviews, people talk, and this is good.
Yeah, two of the most common causes of cancer when we test it with applied kinesiology are geopathic stress, which is the opposite of what you've got underneath the pyramids. It's a negative energy that depletes the body of energy, and especially if you sleep on it, it's very common to get cancer. And then the smart meters and other electromagnetic, but particularly the smart meter, even your neighbor's smart meter is likely to cause cancer. So, you know, these are things that the powers that be don't want advertised, because these are things that people could do by moving their bed and you know, turning off their smart meter. They would really decrease their risk of cancer.
You're right. So, you see, Dr. Susan, If we analyze what's been happening in the last few decades, the frequencies that we use, they are so bad. I mean, in the States, we use 110 volts, 60 hertz. In Europe, we use 220 volts. You touch this electrical wire, it kills you. The cell phones, the Wi-Fi, so bad to us. The water, you know, they purposely put the traces of heavy metals, fluorides, chlorine, all bad and poisonous for us. Food, when they say food industry, you know, if it is an industry, they are going to poison us. They are adding so many toxins. So it simply looks like, you know, somebody's been doing that purposely. And they've been attacking us as humans. And with all this news and TVs and the other stuff, you know, they keep us with so many negative news. We are, you know, the tension is there. Instead of going back to our true nature, we are not only physical beings, we are spiritual beings also. We have our soul. Mm-hmm. We should have our physical and spiritual in balance. Once it is in balance, we are satisfied, we are happy. And then once you go deep, you start looking the answers, why we are here. And then, you know, once we and then another thing, interesting thing with the Bosnian pyramids, we notice that not only medical aspect, but spiritual aspect, not spiritual in the sense of religious, but spiritual in the sense of developing our spiritual senses. We have 5 physical, but 30 spiritual senses. We can all see more, hear more, feel more, communicate with the thoughts, telepathy. We can move objects with the power of our mind, telekinesis. We can move through space and time if there is energy field, teleportation. So if we are able to develop our spiritual senses, why would we need the elites above us? Why would we need to, you know, give part of our human rights to political elites, to corporate elites, to religious elites, to media elites? No, we would become free people. In order to become free people and organize free society, we need 2 pillars. The first pillar is the free energy. Imagine, instead of this energy that we paid so much, electrical, oil, gas, coal, and so on, if we have free energy, no monopoles, no profit economy, that would be the first pillar of the free society. The second pillar, the free flow of knowledge. Instead of elites getting all this, you know, knowledge, and based on that knowledge, they have their monopoles in the corporate world, financial world, political. If we have the free flow of knowledge, that would be the second pillar of the free society. And then we would have free men and free women. Amen.
Right. Well, I think that day's coming. I think it's not too far off. I think
It's still minority, unfortunately. But then, when we go back to history, majority never brought changes. It was always leaders in their fields, leaders who were persistent, who believed in their noble goals, who believed in their ideas, who believed in their dreams. And then the majority would follow them.
Right. Well, there's definitely a spiritual awakening, and we're told that when the consciousness reaches a certain point, there'll be an ascension that will be very protective and very, I guess, will really change the world significantly, probably beyond what we can even imagine.
I believe that you're right, Dr. Susan, because once we rise the global consciousness, it is going to affect the energy field around the planet. And the things will start changing. People will start changing. And I know even today, if you compare it to the period of 20 years ago, 30 years ago, some things that you could not even mention then, now people talk about them. They start living, you know, with totally different lives, more relaxed life, more, you know, open-minded people. So I think the time is coming. But we have to be
persistent.
I think
it is, too. There's a lot of whistleblowers from all aspects of what was covered up that are giving us a picture of what's possible and what technology, most of which is extraterrestrial, has been, you know, reverse engineered or borrowed or traded.
Yes.
Essentially, if this is released, then life as we know it will be very, very different. We won't have to work as hard as we're working now. We'll have much more economic freedom, and the political stranglehold that the powers that be have on, you know, various institutions, including scientific and medical institutions, will be released, and we can have, as you said, free flow of knowledge.
I agree. It's coming, and I think the project like Bosnian Pyramid Project is bringing a lot of new information. You know, the old knowledge is coming back. And I could see that people come to Bosnia, they climb the pyramid, they go to the tunnels, you can see them changed. And they're talking about it also. They, for example, I had three business women from Slovenia. You know, for 20 years, they're in business, money, paychecks, you know, accounts receivables, accounts payables, never smile on their faces. They came to the Bosnian pyramids, they were coming back. They were all smiled, they were laughing, they were having a good time. After that, they became really open-minded persons. And I was, you know, I had a chance to meet them again and again. And I could see the change. Does it mean that the energy of the pyramid can even affect our DNA? Not only the personality, but DNA? Anything is possible. I think that some of those pyramids, which are still active, the Bosnian pyramids are active. Some of the Mexican pyramids, like Kukulkan, or the pyramids in Teotihuacan, Sun and the Moon, because we were able to film their energy beams also. So if we could, let's say, activate those pyramids, if we could make some type of the protective shield around our planet, the things would look differently. But you can clearly see that there are forces who don't want that to happen. For example, 2009, the tourist from El Salvador was in Chichen Itza, and he was filming the Kukulkan, famous Kukulkan pyramid, step pyramid. And actually, he was filming his family, but in the background, we could see that he filmed energy beam going through the top of the pyramid. After that, and that was 2009, the Mexican government did not let people climb that pyramid again. So you cannot climb that pyramid. Why? Well, you know, they are giving some, you know, stupid explanations, but point is they don't want anyone to go there to measure, to show that the pyramids were actually built as energy machines. They had nothing to do with the graves. They had nothing to do with the ceremonial sacrificing or other, you know, explanations which we can hear from dogmatic and mainstream archaeologists and historians. So the changes are coming, and more people realize that. People write about that. I remember until 15, 20 years ago, when you look at the National Geographic or History or Discovery or Science Channel, when they talked about the Egyptian pyramids, it was always about the mummies and, the, you know, stuff like that. But now, in the last few years, they started talking about pyramids emitting energies. They're creating different energy fields, so they realize that the purpose is something different. So it's coming. Yep. It's going to take some time, but it's coming, and I hope that thanks to YouTube, internet, social media, we'll be able to share the knowledge on a very large scale with the people from all over the world. So I think that's good. And more people started running their project. Probably you remember, 1967, the researcher from Switzerland, Erich von Däniken, when he published his book, Chariots of Gods, that was the worldwide sensation. He was talking about ETs being behind some of the major sites
in
the
world. I read that in high school.
Excellent. 60s, 70s. So I would call him Generation 1.0. Then in 1990s, you have people like Graham Hancock from UK, like John Anthony West.
Several times, yeah.
Yes, John Anthony West, Robert Schock, all these people, they were Generation 2.0 because they were relying on some of the scientific articles in their work. They would travel different sites and they would promote them, and that was very important. But now, after 2010s, you have Generation 3.0, people who actually have their field projects. For example, Dr. Danny Hillman, he's a geophysicist from Indonesia. He got his PhD from University in California. He discovered 29,000 years old pyramid. And all the archaeological establishment in Indonesia is against him. But he does the measurement, he does the digging, and so on. Michael Tellinger, you mentioned, even though he's a journalist, he started measuring, you know, phenomena in Adam's calendar, the stone circles throughout the Africa. People in Russia, Dr. Alexander Golod, independent guy, he built a pyramid. He started doing medical research, superconductivity research, electrical research with the pyramid energy. Professor Konstantin Korotko, he invented a series of machines, equipment that can measure human energies being exposed to the pyramid energy. Of course, our Bosnian pyramid project, you know, with the excellent team that I have here in Bosnia, we have our field project. It is not state or government run project. So that's why we are, we have a new era, I would say. We are able to send information out, you know, before. You probably know, if you have a team of, let's say, from university, they find something very interesting, intriguing, which does not fit. Well, their boss, project manager, you know, director.
Tells them to bury it.
Dean.
They don't want the university
rector,
to be lose its funding is what it is.
Exactly. They just tell them don't talk about it. They do talk about
That's
it.
Right.
They lose the job, they lose the career, they lose the funding,
That's
they
right.
lose their lives. But
That's right.
in our case, we keep moving. So new times are coming.
They are.
Yes.
Well, we're coming up at the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information and also talk about, you know, the tours that you're giving and how
yes.
people can
yes.
get more information about the pyramids?
Yes, gladly. Now, we have our website, which is different than any other website. On our website, only positive news. Our analysis, dating, digging, volunteers, tourist impressions, self-healing, you know, cases. Just the good stuff. No, you know, bad energy. Our official website is bosnianpyramid.org. bosnianpyramid.org. And people can find information about the volunteering every year, June, July, August, September. People are invited to come and join us. Different programs. For those who are coming for the first time, we have 11-day program. From the moment they arrive to Sarajevo's International Airport, we take care of them. So for 11 days, they have accommodation, four-star hotel, they have meals, local transportation, tools, archaeologists, geologists, excursions. All that for 600 euros or less than $700. 11 days, it's very inexpensive, and
That's
it is
great.
Unique great. Lifetime experience. Secondly, if they just want to come as a tourist, they can come, spend 1, 2, 3 days, or if they want really deep knowledge about the pyramids, the energies, the healing aspect, spiritual aspect, I host 3 tours a year. The first one is now in March, spring equinox, tour and the conference, March 15, March 22nd. The second tour is in June for the summer solstice. We have festival, we have fair, we have, of course, tour. I host that one. And the third one is in September for the fall equinox. So if they want to join me, they can. All the information on our website. And I would say that would be the great opportunity for people to experience Europe. And when they come, for example, the volunteers, it's usually 40, 50 of them in one shift. 10-day shift, 11-day shift. They're coming from like 25 different countries in each shift. So you meet people from France or Korea or Jordan or Germany, Holland and Norway and Mexico, Brazil, Peru. It's wonderful. Different ages, but they find their common interests. They talk, they share the knowledge, they share the information. In our case, it's not like you go to Egypt or Mexico, you try to talk to archaeologists or workers. No way. Everything is confidential. It's opposite in our way. In our case, people come, they talk. The volunteers talk to the visitors, to workers, to media, to tourists, to everything is open. This is the new world. So, bosnianpyramid.org.
Great. Well, that sounds wonderful. Also, the, you know, getting together the spiritual scientists from all over the world and having them share information is very important.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you taking the time, and we've been interviewing Dr. Sam Mazenjic on Bosnian Pyramid Healing Energy. Please look at his website and take advantage of probably the only really free pyramid experience that you can really take advantage of for these healing energies. Thanks very much, Dr. Sam.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Dr. Susan.
This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week. We'll be interviewing Dr. Kareem on biogeometry.